Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Back on WGNS, Rutherford Issues this afternoon, and time to welcome in Marianne Macacow. She is an author, inspirational speaker, and founder of Hope Matters Productions, an author and all kinds of things. She's back in town, or at least attempting to make her way back to Murfreesboro, but our traffic report doesn't really account for what's going on at in Alabama on I-65.
Mary. Hi, Brian.
How are you?
I'm good. And actually, I am almost to Murfreesboro.
Oh, wow.
I could get to you in about 15 minutes, but then I'd be late.
Yeah, that's very true. And then we'd be out of time. So, well, I'm glad your trip is going much better. What brings you to Murfreesboro?
Thank you. A couple of different things. We have a concert coming up that we've become part of to orchestrate for an amazing woman that we're coming into town to do some promotions for that. And then we're also coming into town to start filming for an Alzheimer's documentary that we've started to go along with the book release coming up in April of When Your Grandma Forgets.
Well, let's talk about first things first, I guess, and that would be the benefit concert, which is just up the road in Madison. Tell me about, Tamara?
Tara,
okay.
Tara Bowman.
Tell us about Tara.
Yeah, you and I spoke back in December when we were up here doing the stocking delivery for the operation We're Going to Love Them Through It, which Martina McBride was part of that delivery beside Tara Bowman. And Tara was hospitalized during that delivery and got out of her hospital bed to help deliver those stockings. And at that point in time, she was fighting a severe life-threatening infection, which later progressed into a full-blown diagnosis of metastasized breast cancer that had spread to her lungs. And being diagnosed stage 4 with 4 children, our hearts really went out for her of what we could do for this family that had been hit in every direction by cancer, emotionally, financially, you know, spiritually, and just in every way, shape, and form, having gone through it now and the second battle. What could we all do to make a difference? And that opened up conversations between myself and Sheila Jones with Team Martina to orchestrate something that would make a bigger difference. There's a cop pulling up behind me because I'm pulled up by the road here. I'm sending out my artist to tell him we're okay. a small interruption here. Together, Sheila and I began talking, Team Martina, of what we could do, and it just... the idea of putting together something musical to bless Tara back for what she had done by being in Martina's video and being part of Operation We're Going to Love You Through It, that idea just really stuck with us. And so we began to reach out to some of the artists, and one of those being the Isaacs, who originally wrote that song that Martina now sings of We're Going to Love You Through It, or I'm Going to Love You Through It. And we began reaching out, talking with them, and within 3 weeks, we've just developed a concert together that also includes Connie Smith, which was brought to us by Sharon Spears with the After Breast Cancer Program right in Rutherford County. She's a volunteer there with that program. So just a real working together of people who wanted to bring something of a bigger scale to make an impact on this family's well-being.
You know, this is just one family. But when you can show so much love to one family, you could go all over the country and do this. What keeps you traveling all over just to help put on events like this for families and promote what you're doing? I mean, there's got to be something that drives you to do that.
I always hope that it makes a difference in the way of planting a seed, that if we can do this with myself and Team Martina and the ABC program here in Rutherford County and Madison Heights Baptist Church, if we can come together and orchestrate something like this, how many people could replicate that effort in their own communities to bless other families going through this?
Now, tell me more about this team here in Rutherford County, this group, because some folks may not be familiar with what work they're doing.
The After Breast Cancer Program?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, that's actually right near Rutherford County YMCA, and the book that's in the Martina video, When Your Mom Has Cancer, blesses that program with proceeds of sales from that book, because that program that Melanie Cavender started there is a pink ribbon program that helps women after going through breast cancer to regain their strength spiritually, emotionally, and physically through an exercise program that is free for them. They just need to sign up and become part of the series of the program. They're also given a support group form that they meet with. And it's just a real good way for them to regain strength in every direction in their lives.
So this event is coming up March the 29th, is that right?
Right, and that'll be held at Madison Heights Baptist Church, who is also on board as a sponsor and holding the venue there at their church, and that's through Pastor Tim there. And we have some sponsors from my area that have come on board, my artists at 2030 North Studios, and also my marketing team of Extreme has come on board to print the materials and design all of the flyers and promotional things that are going out for the concert.
And the proceeds, will they go right to the family?
They will. Everything will go directly to the family. In fact, the artists that are performing, the Isaacs and Connie Smith, are donating their time. And everything that comes in from ticket sales for the concert will go directly to make an impact on how this family is suffering financially due to cancer. And that's something a lot of people don't think about, Brian. We think of cancer as treatment, mm-hmm. but we often don't think about the repercussions of how it has its ripple effects. It's expensive, you know, that the
sure.
time taken off of work from families, the back and forth, the co-pays, the lost income, the child care expenses. Those are all things that really can take their toll on a family.
Well, not only that, but husband Rob, you know, and the four kids, there's just such an emotional toll it takes on the family and raising kids from ages 4 to 18.
Absolutely. Right. We'll be visiting with them tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to spending some time with them and blessing them with some huge hugs and just some loving on them. We're going to love them through it, too.
So now the event coming up on Thursday, March 29th, 7 o'clock at Madison Heights Baptist Church. How do we get tickets, find out more information about this?
Yes, thank you. Everybody can go online either to my website, becausehopematters.com. There's a link there for the concert, and then they can also go directly to teammartina.com and get tickets there as well.
Very good. Mary Ann Macacow is joining us today, and on your way into Murfreesboro because of a special thing that's going on in the next few days, why don't you tell us how that coincides with the upcoming release of the new book, When Your Grandma Forgets?
I always often call your area my pink roots because I keep being led back here to do things and mm-hmm. to be part of the community. It's sort of like it's become my second home. and this project for this new book also led me back here. We have the book, as I said, When Your Grandma Forgets, coming out on April 13th to the market. And part of that exposure of that book is a media tour, which we've taken up from January forward to the book launch, to bring awareness about what families go through in dealing with Alzheimer's. And so we've done some new spots, and then we're also doing a documentary that is as yet untitled, but will involve doing some personal interviews with family members to share their journey of what it's been like to go through a loved one's Alzheimer's. And so part of that documentary filming will take place here in Murfreesboro on Sunday, at one of your churches here, which is the North Boulevard Church of Christ. Mm-hmm. And then we also have students from Middle Tennessee Christian School who have donated artwork that is has a butterfly theme to it to symbolize hope that will be part of an art silent auction at our book launch back in Florida.
Gosh, a lot going on. Alzheimer's, you know, you started out with the books about cancer and, you know, coping and now Alzheimer's. So how did you make that transition?
It was an interesting transition. I had thought about writing something for grandchildren going through this early on when we started the cancer books, but really had sort of set it aside because, as you know, we were spun up to do the war books next to help kids with deployment, so that came second. And then when I was soliciting an endorsement for When Mom's Cancer Doesn't Go Away, I got a request back from the co-author, from that author I was soliciting from, to think about doing one for Alzheimer's, and my mother had just been diagnosed. So this work of the Alzheimer's book is really a work of love,
mm-hmm.
As much as the others.
Sure. Well, I wanted to, since we're kind of on this subject and talking about Alzheimer's, I've had a couple of calls today, and something that's unrelated, but it is related to Alzheimer's disease. There's a free seminar at 5:30 Monday night, the 27th of February, second annual event. It's the Alzheimer's Association and the Murfreesboro Advisory Council having this session at New Vision Baptist Church here in town, how to deal with changes of Alzheimer's disease from a caregiver's viewpoint, and kind of a four-part series, and the Alzheimer's Association working with that. So I thought I would throw that in while we're talking about that, because just awareness is one key, especially for those who are caregivers.
It's critical. When we're looking at 25 million estimated diagnosed worldwide, mm-hmm. that's a tremendous amount of families being affected by this disease and having to go through it. And we really don't have clear templates for these families. We have, you know, lots of things, resources being developed, but each person's journey through it and their coping with the diagnosis, it can be so different. So it's important to have a lot of different resources out there. And then when you throw into the mix grandchildren, how do we bring it through their eyes to help families, make them part of the journey but not scare them, and yet give them the information that they need. Mm-hmm. And as you said, New Vision Baptist Church, I pass by there all the time when I'm in town. So I will make that a stop and find out more about what they're doing. That's very interesting to me.
I think that's going to be a very good event. Mike Gann, who is with Stones River Manor, does a lot of work with the Alzheimer's Association here, and wanted us to pass that along, and we continue to do that. But I had a couple of calls today, and it just dawned on me. I should mention that while we're talking with you about the new book, When Your Grandma Forgets, Helping Children Cope with Alzheimer's and Beyond. What is the beyond? Because that seems to be kind of a theme in your book as well, whether it's cancer and beyond to or Alzheimer's and beyond.
I always think of it being a process. It's like a chapter in a book. We have so many different chapters in our life, and if we stay focused on one and stuck in one, we don't gain the tools and the insights that we need for the future chapters. And so when we look at And Beyond as part of the title, it's to me a symbol that this is one stop in life. This is one chapter. Yes, it's a very tough one. Any of these topics that I write about, they're, you know, from cancer to deployment to Alzheimer's, they're all tough. And when you're in them, it can feel so consuming that it's hard to see beyond them. It's hard to see that there's something more that's coming that won't be so dark or is going to take its toll the way that those things are. But there is a light. There's a light even inside of them. There's miracles that need to be looked at and noticed, because if we just focus on the darkness, we miss them all.
Mary Ann McCacow is our guest today. And talk a little bit more about the documentary filming as well. I think this is just really kind of on the ground floor getting started, isn't it?
It is. It was. I write a thing called A Spark of Hope every Friday and every Monday on the internet, on my blog, and that idea came from doing one of my Sparks of Hope, because when you think about someone picking up a book and looking through it, it affects their life in that moment and as they're reading it, and then hopefully, as we said, beyond that. But some things are meant to be visual as well as auditory, and we think about books that are on tape or on CD, what an impact they make when you're listening to them. So I wanted to combine all those elements of hearing and seeing people in it, because I know when you see someone else that's walked in your shoes and you hear their story, you can identify with that, and it gives you some fresh perspective, perhaps some extra strength to move on and go through it. And that's what we're hoping to accomplish with the documentary, is giving families that voice so that other families can see hope through other people that have gone through it.
So will you actually be doing some of the filming here, or just laying some of the groundwork? Okay, great.
We will, yes. I've got my artist with me that does filming as well, and he'll be doing a clip here. We'll be doing a clip in New York and then also a clip in Florida. So there's several locations that are planned.
Very good. Anything else you want to pass along, Mary Ann, about what brings you back to Murfreesboro this week?
I just would encourage everyone that's been following the Little Pink Books in your community to look at the website of teammartina.com for that concert and really consider being part of that event. It's a beautiful way of us showing love back to someone such as Tara, who has poured out her heart to make a difference for people going through a disease that she is really in the midst of, you know, the throes of it herself, and yet finding multiple ways to love on others and give back, even though she's in the fight. So I just want to encourage everybody to come beside her and fight with her. It means a lot when people do that.
And we can find a lot more about your efforts and keep up with you at becausehopematters.com, right?
Yes, thank you, Brian. Absolutely. And thank you again for taking the time to have me on.
Sure thing. We'll do it again next time you're in town, since this is your second home now.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks, Marianne.
Okay, you have a great day.
You
Thanks.
Too. Bye-bye. Bye. Marianne McAcow joining us today. And again, you can find out more at becausehopematters.com. becausehopematters.com.